Tuesday night, Kuf Lamed Dalet, Se'if Beis, we're going to start with. I want to say over a Ramban about Hagva, Devorim Kisavo, Parshas Kisavo, Perekot Zion, Pasuk Chavav, right? Ora Shalo Yokinus Divrei HaTorah Hazos, so there's a Pashup shot in the Pasuk. Then the Ramban brings down the Omer al derech Agoda, al derech Agoda, ze hachazon she'eno meikim sifrei Torah la'amidon ketikunon shelo yiplu. That's one shot. The rabbi doesn't set up the sefer.
Okay,
the sefer Torah could fall when they open Aron Kodesh,
okay.
Which happened in Matas in Be'er Shmuel once. Also, they take a warrant aligned properly. And
it happened. We don't have shame.
So the lean era. The linear alachazon she'enu mekim seita Torah latzibur, the person that has hagba, that he doesn't pick up the seita Torah, laharos pnei ksivosa lakol, that all could see the writing. K'moshe mefush b'masecha soifrim, which is the source of the sif we're learning now, that by hagba you have to make sure that people could see the lettering, the letters of the seita Torah. Pnei ksivosa la'om, ha'om din li'imin over the small, but we'll see in a second. Shemitzel l'chol anoshim v'hanoshim liros haksav v'lichroa. The low mar zosotarasha san Moshe.
We don't allow the women to really see that.
Why? Maybe they could see the ksav when they go on, but why not? Maybe they could see it.
So we run to open up the curtains and run to the front.
What curtains? We have no one way glass, don't we?
Only one little part. We have no. Well, we do, but we do. But even still,
they won't be able to see.
What do you have to see that there's something they would ksav on it, or do you have to be able to differentiate the letters?
You have to see the place of the ksav.
Yeah.
And there's a special segula brought down in Aruch HaShulchan from holy places that if you can read the lettering, it has a wonderful last
line. The person that has a seat right here, what is he going to see? He'll see that
there are people that trample others in their haste and eagerness to be able to see it. Point the pinky at it.
Everyone's supposed to walk over there to.
You wonder what I advise?
Yes.
I wouldn't do it. I think it's. You are a. Mexican, you are a. And you're trampling other people.
I didn't say to trample someone.
But if everybody does it, you'll be trampled. You could do the same thing by the Kohanim, right? Relax. As long as you can see the ksav.
I mean, people walk over to kiss the Sefer Torah. Why is that any different?
Not you do what you want.
Okay.
In the Kalambi, if someone wants to be able to see the ksav, he'll have the inyan that the Aruch HaShulchan talks about. I think the Mishnah Berurah brings it down also, crowd. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Yudalef says that al pi Kabbalah, if you are able to see the letters to the degree that you could read them, there's an Or Gadol that's Nimshachan. Okay. So al pi Kabbalah, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. What am I going to say?
So the Rav... Okay, the Rav called the Nefzik Yehor, or...
I think it is. It's like... If someone would... It depends on how the question is worded. If someone asks me, I want to do it. Should I? I go, call a kavod. Someone says, should I do it? I go, it's okay. If someone doesn't have the tenua that they want to do it, I would not encourage it. I will tell them if you want to learn the Mishnah Berurah and then decide.
But for the
do
women,
what you want.
But for
forget the women. Don't worry about the
wait,
women.
Wait, the women should go to the Omeg and
leave the women alone.
The
there's enough sheetahs that when they're needed, they're not allowed to look at the Sefer Torah. So we'll call it a wash. Marip Nexiva Sefer Torah. But the Indian of looking at the Ksab of the Sefer Torah and going Hagba is a chazal, it's an asmachta, it's a pasuk. It's not just, you know.
But the person doing hagba is supposed to look at the ksav first?
No. The whole inyan of going hagba.
Okay.
And showing the Sefer Torah to the people who look at it and say the Zos HaTorah is merumas in the pasuk according to Tanoim. It's not just, you know, it's not just a way to put the Sefer Torah away. It's it taka has a certain chashivas. I guess I'll be Kabbalah. I don't see. We don't understand what the big deal is. Why it should be a big deal. Okay, so let's learn the mechaber. Mara pnei ksiva sefer Torah la'om. Now you have to picture this. In the Mechaber's world, you're holding on to a svardish sefer Torah. That means when he lifts it up and he opens it up so people could see it, it's facing away from him.
Towards everyone else.
It's facing the tzibur. So he turns to the right, and the people on his right see it, and then he turns to the left, and the people on his left see it, because he's holding it that way. But Mara Panik, by the way, some, I don't know if the Mishnah Berurah talks about it, some show it as soon as they take it out. But we're in the minhag that they do Hagbah and show the Sefer Torah to the Am before they lay. Now there's two minhagim in that gufa. There's those that do it as soon as they take it out of Aron Kodesh, and there's some that do it, they bring it to the Bima and they lay it down actually, and then they go Hagbah.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Sfaradim show it right away, and the Hasidim that do it that way do it the second way. Mara pnei ksiva sefer Torah la'om ha'indin li'imino v'lismolo u'machziro l'fono v'l'achrov. So to the right and to the left, and then in front of him and then in back of him, and again it's facing away from him. Shemitzval kol anoshim v'noshim liro saksav v'l'chroa, which we don't do. We don't do l'chroa. I never saw anybody bow down like in Aleinu even, or Modim. I never saw. The Lomar Bezosa Torah v'goymer, Torah Hashem Tamima v'goymer. I don't know if people say that either. I don't think. They say Yishchinen Machzikim Bo, and then a few other psukim they say. Unless Torah Hashem Tamima has nothing to do with the Hagbah psukim, but it's because they just took the Sefer Torah out of the Heichal before they're laning. So that's a Torah Hashem Tamima there, in some Sidurim. Okay, now Mishnah Berurah. Mechaber kozum din zeh koydim ulchus kriyas haTorah, right? Shekein minig asfardim lahagbiya koydim akriya. Vayin lekama b'hagol, we're about to learn the Ramah, shemin hogeinu lasus hagba achar hakriya. Okay. Hamagbiya sefer Torah mi al ha'tebel laharos la'om, and now the Mishnah Berurah very clearly is in an Ashkenazim of sefer Torah. Oh, maybe not necessarily. I was going to goylullah, but I guess in asfardish of sefer Torah. Well, it's not Goylullah, because you just opened the case, and there it is. So Goylullah, he should roll it out at Shloisha Dapin, three.
I don't think you can see Shloisha Dapin in the Sfarim.
Yeah, only see one.
One, two, maybe.
Okay. Umagbiya.
They roll it while they're...
The Efshe Dadafka Nok at Shloisha, the Magen Avraham suggests... Okay, so it could be Ashkenaz. The Magen Avraham suggests Taka Dafka 3. Venerally, the Tolulithi Koyach HaMagbiya. Make sure the guy can handle that. I don't think I went Hagbah maybe one or two times in my life. I'm scared stiff. It's harder to do the more it's open, I guess. Yeah. Okay.
Further away from your body.
Sorry?
The further away from your body, the harder it is.
Well, I know there was a guy when I was in Cheder, in RJJ on the east side, there was a guy that everybody looked forward to having Hagbah. Why?
He doesn't
virtually everybody... Like
Leverzer.
He would just flip his wrist and lift the Sefer Torah. You just go like that. Okay. So we like everybody like
every machine at the gym, the Hagbah machine.
That's in the it's your strength is in the wrists if you can do that. Not in your
probably
muscles.
Over here. Probably your forearms.
Yeah, but you have good wrists.
I mean I used to like wait him to do it and like crack off the handles.
Is it mashma here that magbiya shehi niglalas harbe? If you open it, if you pick it up with it only two, and then you open it up while you're already holding it, that's not. There's no point in doing that.
There is a point because I would assume the point of the three dots for people to see that.
See it, not that you pick it up when it's
right.
Doesn't matter.
But I don't know. I'm not agreeing with you that the Mishnah Berurah means that. I'm just saying, in your case, if that's easier to do, then certainly that should be done because the Iker is to see that.
Okay. I know there's some people that could do it that way. You lift it up close and then they open it.
Probably because it's easier.
It's easier.
That's maybe why.
It's easier when it's smaller, sure.
But isn't it harder?
Opening it while it's up
isn't that
in the air,
like kind of dangerous? Like
you use that slack down here.
But
no, you get flat.
I think it's easier to lift it straight that way than to lift it up close and then open. Okay.
Whatever works.
Right.
Pnei ksiva sefer Torah. Now, help me with the next Mishnah Berurah. Kosvo Achroinim, now he's already in an Ashkenaz in the sefer Torah. Kemara has Sefer Torah la'om, who only the Mizrach HaTeva, that I have no idea what in the world he means by Mizrach HaTeva. I don't know what he means. Because if you're facing Mizrach, so why would you be by Mizrach HaTeva? You would be by Marav HaTeva. Right? I don't understand those words. But let's ignore those words. Let's just picture a guy facing Mizrach, and the Sefer Torah is now facing him. So Yaakov ni Mizrach Ladorom, when you're facing east,
or the right.
Your south is to the right. So you're going to the right. That means the people on your left are going to see the Sefer Torah first. You're swinging over to the right. See, it's not like the Mechaber. See, that's the difference. In the Mechaber, where you're having a Sfardish or Sefer Torah, so when you swing to the right, the people on your right see it, and when you swing to the left. But in the Ashkenaz of the Sefer Torah, when you swing to your right, mi Mizrach ledorom, you're facing Mizrach, and Dorum is on your right, so the people on your left will see it first. Okay, now I just took some notes here from other Mepharshim that some, the Chazon Ish, who had Hagbah once, like, he just made a complete circle. He went to Dorum, to Marav, to Tzofan. In other words, he didn't do the fancy thing that everybody does. There's no such din. Some sources have make a complete sibuv, make a complete circle, turn all the way around, let everybody see it.
Mm-hmm. Where exactly
and the Chazon Ish is quote the Sfardim do it that way. Huh?
Here it said that the Sfardim do Yamin and then Smol, and then Machzir Lefanav and Acharav.
Yeah.
What's Lefanav with Acharav?
The people in front of him, the people in back of him.
So in other words,
you pick it up and you swing right away to your right.
You didn't even get a chance to show the people.
Right.
Right. Okay.
So we do it, swing to your right, the people on the left, swing to your left, the people on the left, and then we sit down. We don't do anything more. Right? I mean, we don't show it to anybody else.
Well, right. Show it to you on the right.
We just do it this way and that way.
We have to make
the
sure
people in front can't see it.
Well, if you don't go all the way around, yes.
If you don't do the Sibuv Gom, if you don't make the complete circle, then they won't see it. So there are sources. So wait, the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't say, it's not clear. The common custom is to taka, just go to the right and to the left.
The trick is when you go to the right, you go halfway, that way, the people in the front will see it. When are you stopping?
You swing to the right. Why?
You don't have to stop.
Totally. Right?
Keep going.
Swing to my right.
Keep going.
So that's
and
a complete
seaboard.
We
don't go back.
Good. I guess Lemaisa is the. I think it's safe to say the common custom is to make a Chatzi Sibug, and it's perfectly legitimate, and many sources have you making a complete Sibug. And I saw in a Sefer that the Chazon Ish, like, was spotted getting Hagba once, and he made a complete Sibug. Okay? Vaita.
He turns right.
You always go to the right. The difference is that the people on the left will see it first in Ashkenaz. Oimim Kaddish Ad La'ela Kodem Atzuas HaSefer Torah. Okay, I guess that wasn't mentioned yet. That's the Chatzi Kaddish after Tachanun. Avol B'yom She'esh Bo Musaf Oimim Tiskabel Kodem Atzuas HaSefer Torah. And that's what you got to keep on your toes, Chanukah, right? Got to keep on your toes. Shemitzvah, okay. I'll call to see it. Vafilu Mitzchiv HaYomid Bachutz. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says, barge in. If you're outside in the hall, talking, Chas v'Shalom. Mitzvah l'konis l'beis haknesis liros. No, it means, there's an inyan in people seeing it. Maybe it's an affirmation that this is the Torah, the way we received it at Har Sinai. Like a really big deal is made out of this. To see it, and to see the Ksav, and to point to it, and to say, v'zayis ha-Torah. Liros k'shem otzionu machnisan ha-sefer Torah v'shem b'roi v'am hadras melech. Oh, he's not talking about Hagba even in the Mishnah Berurah. He's talking about to make b'roi v'am. Okay, let's test. Who holds they know Mishnayos Yuma? Yuma. Where does it say b'roi v'am to go watch something? Isn't it that over there? To watch the farm of Sorum and Asrofim?
Okay, go back.
Say b'roi v'am. Yeah, it says if the ones who saw that didn't see that, the ones who saw that.
Okay, maybe. That's what I'm up to.
Little Saksav. So in the Mechaber, it's just to see the writing. You don't have to be able to read it. But it means you don't say Vizos HaTorah when you just see the cloth. When you see the back, the other side of the cloth. You have to see the writing. For some reason, there's a hakpoda, apparently, not to say Vizos HaTorah till you see the whites in the right, till you see the blacks of the, till you see the lettering. Not when you see the cloth. The Mishnah Brura says there's a special segula if you see the letters so clearly that you can actually read them. He kosul hamukubolim, or Chashulchan brings it down too, so like, it really is serious. Shahidei zeh nimshach or godol al ha'odom. I know what it means, but I can't say it publicly. Okay.
What to reverse the Torah, how about that?
I don't know. It's a minig.
It's not
for any special reason. It's not for pragmatic reasons. It's a minig. Okay. Lemaisa, the minig started for pragmatic reasons. No. The loim of the zayis haTorah. The ain loim of the zayis haTorah rak neged haksav shalas sefer Torah. Not when you see the cloth. Not when you see the amudim. You should see the ksav before you say the zayis haTorah. There are sources that say that, well, for Ashkenazim it's easier because they just read it. There is, you want to know everything that it says, there are sources that say you should see Dafka the Parsha that you've read. There are sources that say that you should look at the Sefer Torah till you see a letter that which your first name starts with that letter. You can make like a whole religion out of just this.
The person doing Hagar should be doing it slow so that it gives a chance for the people to see it.
Yeah. If they want to do this inyan of the Or Gadol, that they could actually read the lettering.
What if you wanted to read the pasuk from the Siddur?
What pasuk?
Vizos
HaTorah.
Vizos HaTorah? What are you asking me? It's better to see it and not say the pasuk than to say the pasuk and not see it. The inyan is to see it. It's time you learned the pasuk by heart. Especially if you want to do Rav Chaim Volozhin's way of saying it, then it's a little hard. Vizos HaTorah Asher Samo Shel Lepnei Bnei Yisrael Al Pi Hashem Yachlu Ba Al Pi Hashem Yisoh Es Nishmeres Hashem Shemoru Al Pi Hashem Biad Moshe. That's what Rav Chaim Volozhin said. Mm-hmm. Those two complete psukim, we say, some people say Vizos HaTorah Asher Samo Shel Lepnei Bnei Yisrael, period. And the most common minig is to just add Al Pi Hashem Biad Moshe, which is really halachically problematic, but we do it anyway. We do it. That's the minig. Okay. If you want to be like really frum, so you'll either stop by Lefnei Bnei Yisrael, or you'll do Rav Chaim Volozhin's thing. You'll learn that second pasuk and you'll say two psukim. Al Pi Hashem Yaakov, Al Pi Hashem Yisoh, Es Nishmeres Hashem Shemaru, Al Pi Hashem Biad Moshe. In my earlier years, I was from. That's why I know it by heart.
Why isn't that problematic?
What?
Now
I'm still from, but I stopped by those of Hashem Moshe from Eben Yisrael. Now I take the shortcut way of being from.
why isn't that problematic? Because what's in the
you're saying two complete. Why isn't what problematic?
To start saying, pretending that you can't say in a pasuk.
Well, maybe. So he says two psukim. He wants to get the words Al Pi Hashem Biad Moshe in there. He says two complete psukim.
But why is it problematic to think that we all know more than the Baal Siddur like this? And
the Baal Siddur? Hoo-hoo, you should hear of Moshe Shapiro. He has a two-hour rant on the Baal Siddurs. He could talk for 2 hours against the Tilos Kol Peh Siddur. And he's just getting warmed up. The Siddurim or Amaratzim? The Siddurim. There I researched it. I had a couple years of being from where I used to start from Yarel Kimas Kalasherasov in Eitel Ba'od. But then I did more research, and there's a lot of Heterim that only say Yippo Pasuk. Yeah.
When there's also half a Pasuk, but Piashem Bia Moshe is the second half.
But it's worse here. There it is. Okay, anyway, you should. The Eik is the Chavis Halvavos, right? If you do what's commonly done, you'll be okay. Hashem won't have time for you if you do what 98% of Klal Yisrael does. If you do what Rav Chaim Volozhin does because you want to be Messiah here, don't do it. If you sincerely feel that, why not? for the Zelba Geld, you'll say two psukim, and you'll be from, or you'll just stop by the Rosh Hashanah for Nebun Yisrael, because you, you know, it's okay. But you have to not tell anybody, which I just did, so now I have to, now tomorrow, this Thursday, I have to start saying it the way everybody did, because I just ruined it. Here's a perfect example. Once you tell people you're doing it, you have to stop doing it. That's my psak. You can only do it if you don't tell anybody. Okay. And yes, there's a minute to point your pinky at it and to kiss the pinky. And then there's some people, I have never ever figured out what some people mumble. Something about Moshe Emes and Tarasayim or something. Hashem Elokim Emes, Moshe Emes, Tarasayim. I don't know what they're saying. No, they're saying something with Moshe Emes and Tarasayim. You never hear my Hagbah guys go, Moshe Emes and Tarasayim. No? I always hear this guy. What are they saying? No, they're saying Moshe Emes. I don't know. You know, I'm just, I hear people saying that they're mumbling something and saying Moshe Emes Torah Seamus, and I don't know what they're saying. Okay, let's finish. I want to finish the siman so we can start Hokus Pius HaTorah tomorrow. Hagol Benal Gul Asus Kenach Hashkor B'Torah Ashkenaz does it after they lain. You know why? It's very funny why. It's brought down in the early Makayros. They used to that used to be the thing. Like, they used to watch the Sefer Torah. Then they used to pack out a shul. So they said, wait a second. Like, isn't listening to it a little more important than looking at it? So they started reading it first and then looking at it. That's what's brought down. You look in the Torah and the Beis Yosef, that's Mamish and the Darkei Moshe. That's how Minig Ashkenaz developed. Because people would, look at the Sefer Torah, thinking, okay, I did mine, pack out. Got a bus to catch. Avok Shemetzian also. When we take it out, we say other psukim, Oymar Shliach Tzibur Gadlu. There's all sorts of remozim in the amount of words of Gadol Hashem Miti Menorosh Miyachtov. Actually, don't make fun, it's a Tosfos in Megillah. Says the reason we say the pasuk Gadol Hashem Miti and what the symbolism of the six words in the pasuk are. It has to do with when David brought the Aron Kodesh and they took six steps and they brought Korbanos. Tosfos in Megillah at the end of Megisechos Megillah. Anyway, and we say all sorts of psukim, Bakol Oimim Roimimu, Avarachim Yerachim Amamusim, Vishka Biyatzel, Vigabene, Vietzah Roman Anasuim. Does anybody, it doesn't mean married people. I mean, anybody, if you say it, you should really learn what it means. It means Am Yisrael is Nasuim of Hashem, where, in Yiddish you say, Adohebene people. The Yeshoimim Lamar Lakol Yiskadal, we just say that, Rein Oigim Beyond the Vishabbos. Mishnebrua, Minigoilam, Oyvay, Minigoilam, Loyma, Brichshmei, Bishas, I saw the Sefer Torah, Ben Bechol, Ben Bishabis. It used to be very controversial. To this day, there are kehilos which very much do not say Brichshmei. Some kehilos don't like the Zohar, but well, you know, Loyomer, Bishas, I saw, if Loyomer, okay, we'll stop here, so we won't start the Chuskiyah Torah tomorrow, we'll start from here tomorrow. That's one of the Chavis Halbobis.